From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan today, a record number of refugees tried to flee U.S. bombs and cross the border into Pakistan. U.S. planes dropped 4 bombs on the capital, Kabul, and attacked the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. Meanwhile, a senior Taliban official says despite nearly 2 weeks of American bombing, his government still has no intention of handing over Osama bin Laden. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, says he recently met with bin Laden and with the Taliban's spiritual leader, Mullah Mohammed Omar. Both men, he says, have survived the U.S. bombing campaign unharmed. That's not the case for some Taliban soldiers. For the first time, Ambassador Zaif confirms that the regime has suffered military casualties, though he did not say how many. Zaif says the Taliban regime is still capable of defending itself and is fully prepared to confront U.S. ground troops.
And we know that this is going to be a long war. Therefore, we're going to safeguard our ammunition and our military capabilities. This is a long statement that all our military capability has been destroyed. Of course, you know, we have had a number of casualties in the military, but our capabilities are strong.
Taliban officials today confirmed the death of one of Osama bin Laden's comrades, but they say Egyptian militant Abu Basr al-Masri was killed not by a U.S. bomb, as previously reported, but when a grenade accidentally exploded in his hands. Ambassador Zaif flatly denies claims that Taliban fighters are defecting or that splits have developed within the Taliban leadership.
There are no divisions among the Taliban. There are no such things as moderate or broad vision Taliban existing. All Taliban are the same in one. Their views are the same and they follow their views of their leadership.
Asked about a possible connection between Osama bin Laden and the anthrax scare in the U.S., the Taliban ambassador laughed and said, "We don't even know what anthrax is." Meanwhile, there has been a surge in the number of Afghan refugees entering Pakistan. UN officials say this morning 3,500 refugees crossed the border, the largest influx since the U.S. bombing campaign began 2 weeks ago. Peter Kessler, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, says people were fleeing heavy overnight bombardment in and around the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar.
People were very frightened. They'd clearly left very hurriedly from their homes in the Kandahar area. They all spoke about the bombardments and how ferocious they were in the last hours and early this morning. And they've lived through it for nearly 2 weeks now, and they seem to be ready to flee.
The UN and other aid agencies are bracing for a possible flood of refugees, as many as 1 million, they say, as the war in Afghanistan escalates. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad, Pakistan.